Good morning. This meeting of the Development Review Committee is now called to order. The audio of this meeting is being recorded. I'm Jennifer Armour, Planning Manager, and I will be chairing the committee today. For the benefit of the community, the Town of Los Gatos asks that you follow the town's meeting guidelines while attending town meetings and treat everyone with respect and dignity. We'll start with roll call. Please state your name for the audio recording. Parks and Public Works.
Corville Sparks, here.
Fire.
Kenny Ipsu.
Building.
Robert Gray, here.
And I am here for planning. To participate in this meeting, you may submit comments about agenda items to staff prior to the meeting, which are always welcome and helpful. During our meeting, there are two opportunities for members of the public to participate. First, during the verbal communications period, an individual may speak on any topic that is not on the agenda. And then during the hearing on a specific agenda item, any member of the public may speak about the item that is on the agenda. When called to speak, please state your name, though alternatively, you may choose to speak anonymously. It is requested that you limit your comments to 3 minutes. The first item on our agenda today is verbal communications, so I will ask whether anyone wishes to speak on an item that is not on the agenda today. Seeing none, we will then move on to the consent calendar. The consent calendar today consists of the approval of the meeting minutes from the DRC meeting of January 2nd, 2024. Does anyone wish to remove anything, or do I have a motion?
Chair, I'll make a motion to approve the minutes from January 2nd, 2024 meeting.
Thank you. Do I have a second?
Skinner, I can second.
Thank you. And all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. That passes unanimously. So then we can move on to the single public hearing item that we have on the agenda today. The first item is an subdivision application for the project at 14330 La Rinconada Drive. Project planner is Aaron Walters. Would you like to summarize the application, please?
Yes, this is a request to approve subdivision of a one lot to two lots on property zone R14. The application number is M23002. There is no proposal for development with this application, and as a part of the conditions of approval, the existing house would need to be removed and an architecture and site application would be needed to apply for a new one prior to reporting.
All right, thank you. Do committee members have any questions for staff? All right, then I will open the public hearing on this item. We will start with the applicant. Would the applicant like to provide an opening statement? Please state your name.
Terry Shebdell. So this is a simple flag lot configuration. Unfortunately, the existing house needs to be demolished due to the width of the corridor. And we did show a conceptual site plan with a massive fire department turnaround, which is the standard nowadays. The panhandle is on the northerly side, which follows the topography such that the drainage will head out on the existing or the new driveway. And other than that, there's not much to it.
Okay, great. Thank you very much. Do members of the committee have any questions? No?
Nope.
All
Thank
right.
you.
Thank you. All right, then we will move to the public comment. Do we have members of the public who wish to speak on this item? No? Okay. Seeing none, then I will close the public hearing and check back in with the planner just to make sure there isn't anything more to add.
No additional comments.
Okay. And then look for discussion or a motion from the committee. Any questions?
Chair, I make a motion to approve subdivision application M-23-002 with the following findings. The project is categorically exempt pursuant to CEQA. and none of the findings to deny a subdivision per section 66474 of the State Subdivision Map Act can be made.
Okay, thank you. Do we have a second?
I'll second.
Okay, thank you. And then all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. That passes unanimously. The decision of the committee can be appealed to Planning Commission by any interested person, as defined by Town Code Section 2910.020, within 10 days, on forms available online and with fees paid. Because the appeal period ends on a Friday, it is due by 1 p.m. on that final day, since that is the closing hours for town offices. And with that, meeting is adjourned. Thank you.